USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has halted visa-free tourism for Chinese nationals and stopped issuing them with work visas because of the deadly coronavirus outbreak. 8 cases have been reported in the U.S., the latest in Massachusetts. Dr. Larry Madoff is with the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences.
A man recently returned from Wuhan, China, and sought medical care soon after his return to Massachusetts. He has been isolated since that time and will continue to remain isolated until cleared by public health officials. His few close contacts have been identified and are being monitored for any signs or symptoms.
New York City officials are testing for what may be the first case of the disease there. Beginning on Sunday, the U.S. will direct flights from China to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he has cut ties with the U.S. and Israel as Arabs rejected the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan. The administration's plan set aside sections of land for a Palestinian state, but current illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories would then be annexed to the State of Israel. The plan was developed through U.S.-Israeli negotiation without any input from the Palestinians. Abbas announced he would cut ties at an emergency meeting of Arab League foreign ministers in Cairo after he and the leaders of Iran and Turkey rejected the plan and said it was one-sided. The Trump administration on Friday expanded its travel ban to include restricting visas for an additional 6 countries. The proclamation bans people from Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, and Nigeria from receiving immigrant visas and suspends the visa lottery for people from Sudan and Tanzania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Protesters chanted outside the U.S. Capitol late on Friday. Inside, senators voted not to call witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. The Republican-controlled Senate voted 51-49 against additional witnesses and documents. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried but did not have the support to end the trial with an immediate vote on whether to acquit or convict the president. The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Hawaiian Congresswoman and White House hopeful Tulsi Gabbard. USA's John Hunt reports.
Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served officially with the paperwork because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed the line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.